Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give you tips and hints all about how to speak more confidently in your workplace, in your business, in your life. Ladies, let's do this together. Let's jump into the episode right now.
Okay, my lovelies, welcome to this week's Speaking Tips podcast with your host, the amazing, incredible Leanne Turner. I'm here to help you, your speaking tips mama, to help you move from where you are to be speaking confidently like never before, with realistic, easy solutions that you can implement in your life today, okay? So today's episode, I wanted to go through some of the amazing questions that I've got over the last few weeks. Like, a lot of you Instagram me. Have you been on my Instagram? Have you been on my Instagram yet? A lot of you will DM me on my Instagram, just for those on video, that's what it looks like. Make sure you know. DM me on Instagram, on Facebook, wherever you can kind of get hold of me, do it. I like it on Instagram if you can, because they're all in one place. But if you need to use another platform to DM me, if you're on TikTok, whatever, I love TikTok as well, you know me. Do send in your questions and queries. Okay, so I've just picked out the top three or four. I think I've got three or four this week that I wanted to go through. Let me just get the top one. Let me go. All right, so I do love hearing from you guys. So if you've got a particular question that you want answered that I can do in a podcast, not like, oh, you're bespoke, prepare my 1 hour response for university thing. That would be a coaching session question. But if it's a general one, let me know and I'll see if I can help you out. So I love getting to hear the questions, where you guys are at, what help you need, etc. So the first one is, let's just get it there. What is the most important factor in speaking with confidence? Okay, so there's no right or wrong answer here. Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer, but I think the most important factor is your, before you even speak, is your mind. Like, do you believe in your own mind that you can speak with confidence, that you can talk on a topic for a length of time or a short amount of time, sounding engaging, passionate, clear, people are following on, they're interested in what you're saying? I think it's a lot of, you've got to have a lot of self-belief before you can do anything, yeah? And then also, of course, afterwards, having a clear, know your topic, have a passion about, have a clear understanding what you're talking about, believe in what you're talking about, because you can always hear when someone ain't really trying, they're not feeling what they're saying. You can always hear it. You can always hear when they're not too passionate about it, okay? So put your mind in gear. That's the first thing. Before you even open up your mouth, make sure your mind is compliant to say, like, I can do this. I'm a great speaker. I'm a confident speaker. And people understand what we say. They enjoy listening to me. I love talking. All these negative thoughts, you've got to just silence them. You've got to silence them, okay? So I talk about that on another podcast in my products and stuff. So if you want more on that, go to a previous episode as well. Okay, so I hope that answers that question. It's your mind. I think before you even open your mouth, it's your mind. Put your mind in gear that's, you're going to commit to speaking confidently. What you're going to do, whatever you can do, you're going to have full, frank intention. You're going to speak confidently. You're going to move from where you are today to somewhere you are tomorrow. And you're going to take it day by day by day by day by day, like the greats in the world. Muhammad Ali wasn't great overnight. Usain Bolt weren't great overnight. He took like 20 odd years to get to that Olympic level of doing not one, not two, but three Olympic golds. You know what I'm saying? So it takes time to nurture greatness. It takes time to improve a skill. And particularly for many of you where you're speaking English as a second, third, fourth, or fifth language. I mean, some of you are mega gifted. From when you can speak another language outside of English, hats off to you, my dear. So give yourself patience. But I think the key thing is your mind, okay? And the next question, let's go there. Okay, the next question. How can I prepare for a confident public speaking experience? How can you prepare? I mean, A, your mind. I've already said that. Your mind is key. And then also know your topic, research it, plan it out, walk through the conversation the talk in your mind, practice it. If you've got time to practice it, do things that help you stay confident, whether it's praying, reading the Bible, having affirmation notes, doing a walk, eating your favorite chocolate. I don't know, my favorite chocolate is Galaxy, if you just want to know, but do something that helps you feel confident before you even open up your mouth, okay? So prepare, practice, get feedback, because some of you can be even greater than what you are, but you're just not getting the right feedback. So you can, so that how you're sounding, someone can help you just change it a little bit, okay? And also just visualize yourself for success. See in your mind's eye that you are and you can speak successfully in an interview, on a TED talk, in a meeting, on a training session, on a date, on the phone, wherever, you know? Have that confrontational meeting with that family member. You can do it. You can do it. You just need to really kind of, it all starts off in the mind. You got to tell your mind who the boss is, yeah? That's what you got to do. You got to tell your mind that you can speak confidently, yeah? Because sometimes your mind can be your own worst enemy, and you don't want that. So visualize yourself speaking confidently, delivering the speech, doing the talk, doing the interview, speaking to that person, all of that stuff. I think a lot of it starts in the mind, yeah? That's what I kind of think. And then another question I got is, okay, how do I overcome nervousness? How do I overcome nervousness when speaking in public? Yeah. Nerves are like a response. You know, the natural fight or flight thing that you get, like if you're put under stress or pressure. So it is natural for your body to feel like it, but you just got to channel this energy, this adrenaline into the right way to deliver your speech with confidence rather than let it shut you down. Yeah. And so I think to overcome it, right, obviously I was talking about prepare your mind. There's also other things you can do after you've told your mind, listen, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing it, yeah? You can practice deep breathing, you can go for a walk, positive self-talk, you can pray, read your Bible, whatever faith you follow. Reframe that nervousness energy and turn it into excitement. So, you know, I feel a little bit nervous and acknowledge it. It's okay to say, I feel a bit nervous. That kind of keeps you on your edge because you ain't going in there like all confident, like, oh, no one can talk to me. Go in there and rechannel that nervousness. I said, you know what? I feel a bit nervous. But I'm going to use this, reformulate this nervousness into excitement, into good energy so I can deliver this into the people who listen to me. Yeah. And try as much as you can. Connect with your audience. Speak on a topic you're passionate about. Say that you're a little bit nervous. Say that you know, if you've lost your place, say, you know what, I lost my place. Let me just go back to my note and I'm here, I'm back again. You're not a robot. You're not a machine. You're a human being who's got something good and great to share. So share it. Do you know what I'm saying? So give yourself grace and mercy. Love yourself. Give yourself grace and mercy. If you muck up, it's okay. People probably learn from that mistake, you know, and just got something good and great out of it. So don't be worried about like, oh, I started and all this. Just don't worry. Some people don't even hear it because you hear your errors more than what the people are listening. They're just trying to look for the meat or the vegan meat if you're not, you know, you don't eat meat, yeah? Okay. So what are some nonverbal cues that can help me appear more confident while speaking? Now, there's so many. Like, I think as well, when you're going to go and speak, or if you're going to speak in camera, in person, I think, first of all, I think obviously aside from mindset and all of that, wear something that you're comfortable in. Wear something that kind of emulates you. Like, you know me, I love like a flowery, twinkly backdrop. I'll wear a bright top. Sometimes I just wear all black. It depends on how I'm feeling. But wear something that helps you to feel you, that makes you feel confident, makes you feel powerful, that makes you feel like the baddie speaker that you are. Do you know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, you got your hair right, your lipstick right. You're not all going to get it all right. Do you know what I'm saying? Something's going to be mucking up that day. Could have been your cycle, whatever. I don't know. But make sure you do as much as you can to get yourself confident in your mind and in what you're wearing, because that's going to just set you up for that little edge, yeah? And other cues that you can do is you've trained your mind. You got your right outfit, your lipstick is banging, you know, Mac's doing his thing. And then also have good eye contact with your, like, in person, an interview, on a date, you know, talking on training, on meeting, whatever. Have good eye contact, right? And I've talked about eye contact and eye connection in previous episodes. Please go back to them and listen to them, then let me know what you thought. Use gestures that support what you're saying. So whenever I'm kind of talking about some things, you might seem saying like, this is a big thing, I have my arms open, or a smaller thing, or I talk about stage by stage, make sure that your gestures support what you're saying. And if you're going to stand, I do think, even though I'm sitting down, I do think that if you're going to talk for a short amount of time, it may help to stand up, because you'll be able to deliver much stronger, more powerful stuff, what you're saying. Because whenever you see singers, they're usually standing up when they do concerts. Except, let me just go to a side note. I saw Luther Vandross in concert shortly before he passed away. He sat down the whole show. He had a bad back. The man could sing amazing, but some people are uniquely gifted. But I'm saying, if you're just trying to speak with confidence, if you can stand up, If not, sit up straight, have very good posture so that your shoulders are back, your chest is lifted, and you're talking, your diaphragm, your tummy should be going in and out. Yeah, because that's where the talking comes from, not from up here in the chest. You're breathing deeply in and out, okay? So those are things, eye contact, gestures, standing upright, having an open posture, good arms, speaking at a good pace, lots of passion, sounding energized, because what you give out is what you're going to give to your listeners. So if you're not feeling it when you're talking in your mind, in your head, you're not going to deliver it in a good way, okay? So that's what I'd say about non-verbal cues, okay? And then another one, how can I improve my speaking skills? You got to speak, first of all. I know some of you think you can just read a book or listen to me. You got to speak. Here, one second, just swing this. You have to speak. You have to speak, and then you have to get feedback on it. It's like saying, I want to be a ballerina, but you don't go to ballet class. You don't get feedback from the ballerina, you know? Practice. Get feedback. Even if it's so painful and crushing, the feedback will help you grow. Get feedback from someone like myself. Imitate good speakers. Joanna Lumley, Matthew McConaughey, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, Dame Judi Dench. The list is going on and on and on. Myself included, and study effective speakers. You can go get on a course, listen to an audiobook of mine, listen to an ebook, do something, get additional work, get feedback on what you're saying, okay? And then if you've got a question on how to speak more confidently or something you're struggling with right now, please do DM me on my Instagram page. You know it looks like that. I don't know why I'm showing you, just kind of show some other people's page. It looks like that. Okay. So make sure that you ask me questions so I can get them on in one of the future episodes so I can help you answer. And if I can help you, I can probably help other people, because if you're thinking it, maybe somebody else is thinking that question too. Okay. So if you want help, right, and you love learning as a group, you love learning with your friends and stuff, you know me, I'm here to help you. I want you to improve. I want you to be that game changer. I want you to be so confident when you go into your interview, in your training session, your meeting, on a date, on the phone, that tricky conversation, whatever it is. I want you to go in there full force and confidence with how you're going to speak, and I can help you. And so some of you said that you want to work as a group. You don't mind doing the one-to-one, but you kind of love the group setting thing, which is great. You want to bring your friend along. I can help you. Both of you or more of you can do some group coaching sessions with you. I've got some slots in my diary for this month, so let me know. If you are watching on, you're listening to this or whatever, go onto my Instagram page or my webpage. You can book yourself into the group coaching session. All the information's on the form. You just click the link. You go onto a Google form. You fill out your information, etc. Then I can kind of plan in a time I kind of meet you all as a group coaching session, because I have some group coaching sessions available for this month. If you want to be on there, you want to change the game, you want to start speaking confidently, you're tired and fed up of how you're speaking, you know you want to improve, and you know it's going to be a game changer for your life, then please, my friend, don't have me out here sweating out in my makeup and my wig. Do you know what I'm saying? Join the next coaching session, right? Click the link on, go onto my Instagram page, click the link in the bio. Go on my web, book onto the group coaching session, fill out the form. Let's book a time. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. You're tired. You're sick and tired of the way you're speaking. You're sick and tired of not getting the job that you want. You're sick and tired of not delivering in training and meeting sessions on the phone. Then come on. Let's do this. Put on your big girl trousers, put on your makeups, and let's go. Let's do this group coaching thing so you can improve and speak with more confidence like never, ever before. Okay, that's it for me for this week. I'm going to see you in the next episode, my love. I hope I've given you gems and bars and you have got so much to work on. I'm really excited to hear your feedback. Please do DM me on Instagram so I can hear how you're doing and what your questions you're asking may help someone else. So please do throw your questions through. All right, I'm going to see you next week, my love. All right? Thank you so much for listening to today's Speaking Tips podcast. I hope you got so much out of it. And I really look forward to all of the ways you're going to let me know about how all of these tips that I shared you use this week, this month, this year to improve the way you speak, to speak with more confidence. All right, I'm so glad I was able to help you on this podcast. But let me help you a little bit more, because you know I'm just extra helpful. If you like today's podcast, you are going to not just like, but you're going to love
my storytelling webinar. And you know, before previously in other podcasts, lives, everywhere, blogs, from my mailing list, I always talk about the art of storytelling. Now, if you are someone that wants to learn how to use storytelling so that you can be a better speaker, this webinar is the place for you to be, all right? So in this webinar, I'm just going to be dropping some tips and gems right on bat. What is the art of storytelling? Why is it effective to help you be a confident speaker? I'm going to be talking about how I use it, how I've seen it used in the right way, how I've seen it used in the wrong way, and giving you tips on how you can start using it from the very get-go of the webinar. All right, so it's totally free. So before you say like, oh, what's she selling now? It's totally free for you to join in the webinar. I'm going to be real and straight up. I am going to be speaking to you about the advanced program, the storytelling course bundle that I've put together. If you want to just go straight to the webinar, go to my website and you're going to see on the speaking tips page, you can go and sign up for the webinar. Have a listen in. See if it's something you want to do. If you're a woman that wants to really learn the art of storytelling when you speak, join the webinar. See how you feel. Is it the right one for you? And if you want to go from the webinar, you don't even want to go to the webinar, you just want to go straight to the course bundle, I'm here for it, love. Go onto the website and you'll see the link to go straight onto the storytelling course bundle, which is out now for you to go and start improving the way you speak. So I'll see you in the webinar. Go onto my website, leannesvoice.com. And I look forward to listening to your story as I tell my story so we can all improve the way we speak so you can be the best confident speaker like never before using the art of storytelling. I'll see you in the webinar.